Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Nick Castora, product and education editor of The News. Today, we're sitting down with Rajan Rajendran, newly appointed director of the Emerson Innovation Center. Rajan will discuss this new $35 million center, how it's going to work alongside the University of Dayton, and much more. Let's get to it. And now we welcome Rajan Rajendran to our podcast. Welcome, Rajan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, Nick. Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit more about Emerson Climate Technologies and the role that you play there?
Oh, absolutely. Happy to do that. But first, let me just start by thanking you for inviting us to this podcast. Emerson Climate Technologies is part of Emerson, a corporation, a Fortune 500 corporation that's based in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And the Emerson parent company actually has five different business segments, and climate technologies happens to be one of them. And the particular business in which Emerson Climate Technologies focuses on is all to do with heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and refrigeration. And this is all the components, brand names like Copeland Scroll and White Rogers and things like that that you may already know about. As well as controls for supermarket industry and so on and so forth. We are actually a global company with over 50% of our sales overseas. And my specific role in the company, I'm the vice president in charge of the sustainability and regulatory activities for Emerson Climate Technologies, as well as this new innovation center that was just recently announced.
Yeah, and with that Innovation Center, how did the idea for it's a new $35 million Innovation Center on the University of Dayton campus, and how did the idea for that center come about?
The Innovation Center idea, actually, the very idea of building, of hiring labs is not new. In fact, there are many companies and universities and nonprofit groups that actually have test facilities and R&D facilities and so on in the air conditioning segment or the refrigeration segment, and whichever one you want to pick, there's plenty of those. But we are also a part of that. We have many different labs all over the world. But one thing that we realized was that, first of all, we were always looking for integrating all of these things, and there wasn't any facility where these things could be integrated. Anything that could be any place where we could look at all of these things in a completely holistic way. The second was that there are great ideas in air conditioning, there are great ideas in refrigeration, there are great ideas in transport, but these don't necessarily come together to support each other and help each other out in terms of how they can actually promote even better ideas. And so we were really looking for a different way of doing things, a different way to collaborate, and a different way to actually look at not just systems in the traditional sense, but look at the entire ecosystem, if you will. For example, if I take an air conditioning system, someone that works in the compressor field might call the compressor a system made of different components. And then you take the compressor and the valve and or put heat exchangers together, and now you have an air conditioning system. But then when you install it, there are installation variables that enter into the picture, and that is yet another system, if you will. Mm-hmm. But now it is working inside of the residential environment, so now the electronics and the controls become part of the system too. And then you add the insulation and the windows and the house and all of these things, and that becomes yet another definition of the system. But on top of that, the ambient, whatever the humidity and the temperature outside the house, now I've just expanded the system even more. Finally, if I bring the user in, if I bring the people that actually live inside this house, if I bring them into the picture, I've truly changed the definition of the system from where I started when I first started talking about a compressor. We want to look at the system from this last point of view, taking everything into account, and that's what this is. And so this has been brewing for some time, and we were thinking about how best to go about doing it. And that's when we came up with this approach of actually building an innovation center that would help us do all of this.
And with that center, what would you say is the specific focus of the activities that will be going on there?
Well, there are the most important part of this innovation center is a collaboration workspace. It is going to be truly different than what we're all used to in our industry. It is not necessarily unique to this world, the collaboration workspace, because there are many different companies that are actually working along these lines. But in our industry and the way we work in HVACNR, it is truly different. It is going to be an open space where researchers of all levels and skills and students and faculty can all come together, form teams, and be able to brainstorm and work on solutions in a very, very focused manner. But to assist them in doing this, we've got in the five spaces that Emerson Climate works in, we've got five modules or elements or labs or whatever you want to call them in there. And these five labs are, one will be the residential home, where we actually will have a 2,000 square foot house inside of a totally ambient controlled environment. And then the second will be a data center, which will be a regular data center like you would find at any one of these places that use high volumes of data and process and so on and so forth. And then the third will be the entire commercial air conditioning system, which is a commercial HVAC. And the fourth is going to be a commercial kitchen or a restaurant with everything in there, including an ability to cook and all of the walk-ins and reach-ins and you name it. It's all going to be there. And then the last one, and definitely not the least, is going to be a supermarket environment. So we are going to have real-life workspaces where people can actually bring their ideas and implement them and try them out. And, of course, all of these things are going to be, we're going to be able to control them in as many ways as you could possibly want, which is really what makes it so unique. And you take the collaborative workspace and you take this playground for the working people in terms of all these labs. And then if we put it in the middle of a university campus where we have access to very highly qualified faculty who are extremely strong in the fundamentals of modeling and chemistry and physics and mathematics and so on, and a very vibrant young student environment, I think we are looking at a tremendously potent mixture that can hopefully lead to great innovations.
Yeah, you talked about that collaboration a lot between faculty, students, and those at Emerson. Do you see it also being the center acting as a sort of training ground for the next generation of HVACR professionals?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the entire second floor of this innovation center is going to be dedicated to training. We're going to have training rooms and areas where small teams can break out and work on various projects that may come out of the training sessions. And you know this, and everybody in our industry knows this, that it's a challenge for us to attract young people, not only into our industry as technicians, but engineers and scientists and researchers and so on. And our goal is to try and change that. We want to figure out how to get the young people in, how to train them. The ways in which people learn are changing. It's not the same old methods that we used to use. Back in the old days, probably everybody carried a catalog or a file or something in the truck that we could refer to for parts and so on and so forth, but not anymore. People don't do that. They want to read a QR code or something like that and be able to get on the internet and access all kinds of information. And so the way people are learning is changing. The way people expect to get information is changing. So all of that are things that we will we'll be working on and developing and using as we work to get more young people into our field as well as train them in this area.
Absolutely. It's been extremely insightful, Rajan. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing really. I mean, you've asked me a lot of questions about the Innovation Center, very, very specific to what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you had read the announcements, and there's lots of videos out there on YouTube now, our goal is to start construction towards the end of this calendar year and be done by the end of 2015. And hopefully we'll be in a position to start operations at this center sometime late 2015 or early 2016. That is our projected schedule at this point in time. And once the center is complete, or one thing I should say is we are working very closely with the state and local authorities in terms of all the approvals and so on. And those things are all beginning to come in right now. And hopefully all of those things will be in place and we'll be ready to start construction towards the end of this calendar year. And once all that is in place, you know, we are looking at hiring some very highly qualified people and bringing them into the Dayton area. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Dayton is the birthplace of the refrigerant that you all know as Freon. This is where it was invented in the 1930s, and then you know, the refrigerator, the first home that was air conditioned anywhere was here in Dayton, Ohio. This is where they first came up with the idea of air conditioning a home. So it is a place that has known innovation in HVAC and R. Almost 100 years ago, and where it is our hope that what we are launching here will be this next phase of this revolution that will, you know, help us take our industry to the next level.
And as far as other endeavors, we know this isn't the only thing Emerson Climate Technologies is up to. If our listeners were interested in learning more about what Emerson is doing, where should they turn?
Absolutely. Our website, EmersonClimate.com, is always a great resource for you to go and check not only information about what else is Emerson doing, but about this Innovation Center, not just in the U.S., but that website will actually get you connected to our global resources, and you'll find all the information you need on our website.
Well, Rajan, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been insightful. It's been great having you on, and we're looking forward to following up with you on this in the near future.
Thank you very much, Nick, and thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Rajan and learned a bit more about Emerson's new Innovation Center and the company's goals for the facility. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmakers series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.